USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election still remains in limbo, the Silver State of Nevada is expected to release updated count numbers at 12 p.m. Eastern. Nevada's six electoral votes could put the Democrat challenger Joe Biden at 270 electorals, giving his camp the win. COVID-19 numbers are on the rise in America. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has an update.
While most of the country has been focusing on the election, cases of COVID-19 continue to rise. The U.S. set a new record on Wednesday with over 104,000 new cases. It's the first time that daily cases have topped 100,000. Hospitalizations from the virus are also on the rise, with several states reporting record levels. Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have all reported record numbers of COVID patients, and officials in Iowa and Missouri warn that hospitals in their states are dangerously close to being overwhelmed with patients. More than 230,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, and total cases in the nation have surpassed 9 million.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.